Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
A special welcome to Paul from our tech team, who loves Dave's World fat jokes so much that he came down to sit in and
I'm
see it live.
I'm already. For weeks I've been like, maybe I could fake a technical problem in the studio to be in there for it.
You don't need to fake anything, just get in.
Because he was saying to me up in the kitchen that he felt sorry for you, that you weren't getting the response you and your jokes deserved.
Exactly. So thank you, Paul. You're right.
You need to have your back.
Yeah. There's so much gold. So many weeks. You should be laughing. You should be writing this down.
Yes, that's the best joke of all.
We may have to throw you out of the same studio, Paul.
Days. Okay, first joke is from Tony. Tony says, constipation jokes aren't my favourite, but they're a solid number two. Finbar says, today I gave away all my used batteries, free of charge. Murphogram says, Dave, I know you're not a huge fan of innuendos in your bad jokes. Maybe you could slip one in every now and again. Yes, thank you, Paul. Chalky Walky Dave says, earlier on I met the bloke who invented the crossword. Can't remember his name. It was P something, T something, R. Derek says, if I make you breakfast in bed, all I ask is for a simple thank you. None of the, who are you and why are you in my bedroom? A couple of medieval jokes now, back to back. Thanks to Jane is in this one. She says, the fattest knight at King Arthur's round table was circumference. He acquired his size from too much pie.
Circumference.
And Stephen says, I wanted to name my son Lance, but my wife said it was too uncommon. And I said, in medieval days, people were named Lancelot.
That's a loss. Yes.
Coming down a mile away, we could see that one coming.
Mark says, imagine if Peter Parker had been bitten by a radioactive moth and spent a whole film running into lamps and eating everyone's clothes. James says, anyone out there interested in buying my DeLorean? It's great condition, low mileage, really only driven time to time.
Yes.
Time to time, yes, Paul. Yes, yes.
He's so happy.
Jenny says, my husband asked me if he had any annoying habits and then got upset during the PowerPoint presentation. Murphy comes back in twice this week. He says, I was shocked at the price of those Ancestry DNA kits. So rather than spend €150, I just announced that I had won the Euro Millions. I quickly found out who all my distant relatives were. Tony says, the saddest thing about trying to find a needle in the haystack is that your horse is hiding his drug habit from you. God. Robbie says, I was rear-ended the other day by an ice cream van. I'm suffering from Mr. Whiplash. David says, when I'm older and can afford it, I just want to commission an artist to make a bust of me. But that's just me getting ahead of myself.
Took a second.
Sarah says, my husband said I was immature, so I told him to leave the chocolate milk there and get out of my blanket fort. And finally, Chucky Wucky Dave's back in again. He says, the therapist asked my wife why she wanted to end our marriage. She said she hated the constant Star Wars puns. The therapist turned to me and I said, divorce is strong with this one.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.